This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Snatak. External Affairs Ministry has said New Delhi is closely following the developments on the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on the countries buying Russian oil. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. He stressed that energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing.
On energy sourcing, again, whether we buy oil from X part or Y part, we are, you know, our broad approach, it is based on two imperatives. One is what is the available or evolving global dynamics, and two, there is an imperative to provide energy at affordable rates to our 1.4 billion people. So whatever we do will be guided by these two imperatives. This is how we look at energy sourcing.
The spokesperson said that India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath in the evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting. He will also witness drone show at Somnath Temple. On Sunday, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. The budget session of Parliament will commence from 28th January and will continue till 2nd of April 2026. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the first phase of budget session will conclude on 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on 9th of March. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that a collective nationwide campaign against drugs will be launched from 31st March this year. The campaign, which will run for 3 years, aims to make the country drug-free. Mr. Shah made the announcement while chairing the 9th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center, NCORD, in New Delhi today. He said that in the fight against drugs, all departments of the central government should prepare a roadmap up to 2029 and establish a time-bound review mechanism for its implementation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of transforming India into Viksit Bharat by 2047 can be realized only when every child in the country has access to quality education. He said this while addressing a day-long consultation meeting with stakeholders on Samagra Shiksha 3.0, titled Reimagining Samagra Shiksha in New Delhi today. In Himachal Pradesh, 12 people were killed and 33 others injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas has issued directions for the closure of 16 industrial units located across the National Capital Region over gross violations of pollution norms. The Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change stated that the directions were issued after inspections carried out as part of the Commission's continuous and intensified enforcement drive to curb air pollution and ensure strict compliance with statutory directions. In Chhattisgarh, 63 Maoists surrendered in Dantewada district today. Of these, 36 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 1,19,50,000 rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the Superintendent of Police, Gaurav Rai. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and felicitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.